This is a recording of Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth for Sunday, December 20th, 2015. Retirement Protection Radio can be heard every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. here on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL News at 10. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. A Kenyan police official says no explosives have been found in a suspicious device that caused an Air France flight to be diverted to Mombasa, Kenya. The official says a box that was found in an airplane lavatory has been taken apart. No explosives were inside, but a digital watch on top of that box has not yet been analyzed. Democrats got together one last time this year for the ABC News union leader debate last night, and it didn't start with attacks, but an apology.
Does Secretary Clinton deserve an apology tonight?
Yes, I apologize.
Secretary Clinton, do you accept?
Bernie Sanders also apologized to his supporters for the data breach incident. Hillary Clinton seems ready to move on.
Now that I think, you know, we've resolved your data, we've agreed on an independent inquiry, we should move on because I don't think the American people are all that interested in this.
No real argument on that, but Martin O'Malley wasn't satisfied.
You want to know why things don't get done in Washington? Because for the last 24 hours, with those issues being so urgent to people as they tune in tonight, wondering how they're going to even be able to buy presents for their kids, instead, we're listening to the bickering back and forth.
ISIS and national security dominated much of the debate, with Sanders criticizing previous Clinton decisions.
I worry too much that Secretary Clinton is too much into regime change and a little bit too aggressive without knowing what the unintended consequences might be.
But Clinton fired back.
You know, with all due respect, Senator, you voted for regime change with respect to Libya. You joined the Senate in voting to get rid of Gaddafi, and you asked that there be a Security Council validation of that with a resolution.
Over on the Republican side, Jeb Bush and Donald Trump aren't becoming friends anytime soon. Trump in Cedar Rapids.
I don't want Jeb Bush's endorsement, honest. I don't want his endorsement. It doesn't mean anything. He's not tough. He's not smart. I don't want those endorsements. I want endorsements from the absolute best.
And Bush in New Hampshire.
You cannot insult your way to the presidency. You can't disparage women, Hispanics, disabled people. Who is he kidding?
The final public memorial services for victims killed in the San Bernardino shooting rampage are happening this weekend. Three victims were remembered by friends and family at services in Southern California on Saturday. A rally against gun violence happening tonight in Rockville, and also some big names will be there, including Congressman and Senate candidate Chris Van Hollen.
I think that we really are at a tipping point in this country for people to be fed up, and frankly, they've had enough of opening the paper and listening to the news every day and hearing about another shooting.
And Mindy Landau with the Brady Campaign Against Gun Violence tells WMAL the focus of tonight's rally.
Increase awareness among some of the issues that are involved in gun violence prevention.
Tonight's rally starts at 5, takes place at the Old Gray Courthouse in Rockville. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And if you're not shopping this weekend, you're probably headed to the movie theater, or both. Star Wars The Force Awakens is on track to smash box office records. Disney projecting a record-breaking $220 million this weekend in the U.S. and Canada alone.
I think the hardcore fans have all seen it by now. They've sold out the early showings. In fact, this has been so popular, Disney's had to reassure people that there are still tickets left this weekend. So they've been trying to get that message out.
Correspondent Brian Stelter there. Traffic and weather's next.
Brian Wilson.
Wilson is the respectable one of the pair here.
Larry O'Connor.
He's pushing the boundaries of what's appropriate for a man of his age.
This is where Washington comes to talk. Come on, let's get started. Washington Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, how are you? Love you guys.
Morning, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, 5 to 9 a.m.
I say this is a good idea.
Yeah. On 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
Good to know.
WMAL.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1414 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1414.
10:05 now, we check in with Dave Michaels in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier stalled cars and accidents have all been cleared away off the major roadways. We are taking a look now at Landover, Maryland. We're looking at the traffic moving in toward FedEx Field. Starting to see the slowdowns already along Arena Drive and as well as Redskin Road as you're making your way into FedEx Way. And you're starting to see on the northwest side of that field, you'll see the very heavy, very slow traffic making its way around that circle. Now, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny mid to upper 40s for a high today, down to the mid 30s tonight. Overcast tomorrow, but we're getting a little warmer again as we head to the mid 50s. Right now, 38 in Chantilly, 36 and only 40 here in D.C. If your local news and traffic station's gone away, depend on WMAL all day, every day for breaking news, traffic, weather, and conversation. For over 90 years, we've been here for Washington. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoff. When it comes to retirement planning, Larry Spoff has two basic rules. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
Okay.
Now is the time to put your retirement money to work for you
by avoiding taxes while preparing for rising health care costs,
inflation,
and market volatility.
I'll do it.
Visit Larry Spoff at retirementprotectionradio.com or call today for your free personal appointment. 800-611-1952. And now, Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoff.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoff. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. We really appreciate it. Let me go ahead and give you our phone number. I want you to jot this down because over the next hour, we are going to give you a lot of tools and strategies and just information that you're going to want to find out more about. And to do that, just dial 800-611-1952 or head to the web, retirementprotectionradio.com. Before we jump into today's show, I want to say hello to you, Larry. How you doing today?
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for asking. It's great to be on the air again in Northern Virginia, Maryland, and of course, D.C. this week. You know, we got a great show coming up, Michelle. But, you know, as we were talking before the program started today, we received a lot of calls last week. And if I had to say what the trend was, I'd say it was something like this. And I'd hear comments kind of like this, if you will. I didn't know you could do that. Or my advisor never told me about these hybrid index annuities, these newer models that you're talking about. And I thought all annuities were lousy. And to be fair, Michelle, I don't like the great majority of annuities out there, as you know. But some of these newer cutting-edge hybrids are just simply amazing. Probably two of the main characteristics I love the most are risk control and income guarantees. So we'll dive into both of these topics today, and we'll try our best to explain both and just kind of drill down into them. How's that sound?
That sounds like a great plan. And speaking of risk control, market strategist Jeff Sott was recently on Fox Business, and he was talking about managing your risk and answering the question of what is the biggest mistake that you can make as you save for retirement. Here's what he said.
The problem with this business, and I've been in the business 45 years this month, is that people refuse to manage the risk. In The Intelligent Investor, which Warren Buffett says is the best book ever written on investing, the whole concept is captured in the quote that the essence of portfolio management is the management of risks, not the management of returns.
So, Larry, how do we determine what the risk factor is with our retirement money?
That's a great question. So let's talk about risk a little bit. And I want to go back to that quote by Warren Buffett there just to kind of stick that in everybody's head a little bit. And the quote was, "The essence of portfolio management is the management of risk, not the management of return." So at first glance, that sounds kind of crazy. Of course we want returns. Who wouldn't, right?
Right.
But let's take a closer look and see what Warren Buffett is talking about there. So I'm looking at a graph, and we're on the radio, so I know you can't see it, but this graph depicts a very specific indexed hybrid annuity. So why am I bringing that up? It's because the hybrid indexed annuities that we talk about and that we teach our clients about, or our prospective clients, do this. They will be indexed to a specific index. Let's say, for example, the S&P 500. Let's say a very specific JP Morgan index, which I'll touch on in a minute. But here's what they do to mitigate risk. You lock in your gains. In this specific hybrid model I'm looking at here, you lock your gains in every year. So what does that mean? It means, let's say, in this volatile kind of flat environment we're in now, let's even back up a little bit more, Michelle. Let's say that last 3 years coming out of the recession, remember we did very, very well. The market was up very, very sharp. Mm-hmm. And now we're volatile and sideways and scared of a market correction or a loss. Some people are even out there talking about a recession. I don't know about that, but here's my point. What if every year you could lock in the gains you got on the prior years, never to be lost again, contractually guaranteed by a legal reserve insurance company? Now, that would eliminate some risk, some downside risk. Would you not agree?
Yes.
So, of course, if we had all these great gains over the last 3 years, now what are we afraid of? We're afraid of losses.
Right.
So we can eliminate losses by using these indexed annuities. But then the next part comes in. What about gains? Well, if you look at this year, 2015, and we're moving into 2016, 2015, it looks like, so we're not at the very end yet. We got a few weeks to go, right? But it looks like the S&P is going to end up down for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what if at least you could have ended flat? Okay, so we mitigated the downside risk as guaranteed by the insurance company. But if the index had moved up, we would have captured that gain and locked it in as well, and then moved forward each and every year, stacking new gains on top of our high position and locking it in. So does that part make sense to you?
That does, because then basically you wouldn't have to play catch up.
Right. That's Warren Buffett's main point. It's too hard to make back money that you lost. So don't lose it in the first place.
Right.
But moving forward, get indexed to one of these specific indexes. Here's one of the indexes we use, Michelle, and this is going to be a big statement, so I want you to listen. There's a very specific JP Morgan index that we use, mm-hmm. okay? And I'm looking at the graph here on the brochure, okay? The index generated steady positive growth through a variety of market environments due in part to a monthly allocation process that adapts to market changes and mitigates potential risks. So what they're doing there is a tactical investment model based on asset classes. So the actual back-tested performance in which the index beat the S&P 500 by 69% compound annual return. So what I'm saying, Michelle, is this index, over a 15-year period, beat the S&P by 69% with 79% less volatility.
Wow.
Beat the S&P. So that's a great story. But Michelle, you know, any index can move up, but it can also move down, right?
Right.
So what did they do? They partnered up with one of the largest insurance companies in the U.S. and wrapped it in a specific hybrid index annuity. So why in the world would you do that? To eliminate risk, to Warren Buffett's point, manage risk. If I can get an index that historically back-tested and actual beat the S&P 500 by 69%, wouldn't I want that?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, who wouldn't? And then wrapped it in the indexed annuity, the hybrid annuity, so as to protect me from that downside eventuality. So I mitigated my risk, like Warren Buffett says, by wrapping it in the annuity. Okay, so that's one way to mitigate risk. But now let's talk about growth, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we're not crazy. We can put money in the bank and have basically no risk and no growth. And,
right.
You know, it's kind of pointless, right? Other than it's relatively safe.
Mm-hmm.
So what about growth? So now we have to come back to our age-old question that we always talk about, Michelle. Why are we saving money for retirement? What is our goal? our goal is income, right?
Right.
So when we take these hybrid index annuities, you hear me every week talking about income riders.
Mm-hmm.
And why that is so important is this. Because we're saving as much money as we can so that when we retire, we have the highest income we can possibly get our hands on. And hopefully we have enough money, if we're out there in the market, hopefully we have enough money to weather bad events like recessions and corrections and volatile markets and all that while we're taking money out. But what if you could take this hybrid index annuity, like I was just explaining, which is great growth potential, add an income rider that has a fixed growth rate on it and converts to lifetime income, or what I like to call your personal pension. What if you could maximize your income in retirement via this income rider and have that income guaranteed for life for you and your spouse? And if you died, all your money goes to your kids. We don't annuitize money anymore, Michelle. I call that crazy talk, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here's how a specific income rider works. So kind of visualize this. You have this income rider working in the background. You get a 10% match on your money and on the income rider value, and it grows at a fixed 7% rate compounded, depending on your age. We got to make sure it's suitable and all these things. And so at a very specific point in time, you convert that dollar amount into income. And we go back full circle, Michelle. Why are we saving for retirement?
Income. For income, yeah.
Yeah, so, right, we want to retire and have income, and we want the income guaranteed for life, if you can do that, if there's such a thing. So here's a good example. So I had a gentleman, he was 60,
mm-hmm.
and he said, Larry, I'm going to retire somewhere between 65 and 70, but he didn't really know,
mm-hmm.
okay? So we rolled over a $400,000 401k because he was over 59 and a half, so we rolled the majority of it out. He left a little bit behind to keep it open so he could still contribute to it, but we rolled the majority out to do what? Eliminate risk.
Right.
As guaranteed by the insurance company. So his $400,000 on the income rider got a 10% match, and he got 7% growth every year. So he wanted to say, Larry, if I'm 60 at 65, if you know my growth rate and it's guaranteed and compounded, what would my value be? Well, his value went from 400 to 617 with no market risk at all.
Wow.
As guaranteed by the insurance company. That's a guaranteed number.
Yeah.
So and from 400 to 617. But if he wanted to retire at 70, so let's push it forward. We didn't know. He's going to do it somewhere in between there. It continues to grow at 7% compounded. So his $400,000 grew to $865,000 contractually guaranteed by this insurance company, which, Michelle, that correlates out to 116% growth on the income rider. And that correlates over to the guaranteed income that we're after, right?
Right.
It's all about income.
Right.
And that income would be $46,739 guaranteed. No risk.
Yeah.
So let's go a step further, Michelle, and talk about logic.
Okay.
So you had $400,000 at age 60. Now you're 70. And now it's going to generate this income of $46,000 times mm-hmm. 30 years, because let's pretend you're 70.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you live 30, right?
Right.
You ate your Wheaties and
right.
drank wheat beer and coffee. So 30 years you lived. That's $1,402,000 you got out for income. $1,402,000 you got out of a $400,000 401k.
Wow.
How does that not make sense when you take the time to learn how these products work?
Right.
It's a very, very powerful tool to use for your retirement.
Exactly. And so what I want you to do is learn how these tools and strategies that we're discussing here will work for your specific scenario and for your nest egg. And in order to do that, I want you to call in and ask about receiving a complimentary information package. And that will include details on this JP Morgan index that we're talking about that beat the S&P 500 by 69%, or this other tool and strategy that will grow about 7% per year. Whatever works for you, that is what you need to get educated for. And also, when you do call, ask about how you can receive a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Stress-Free Retirement. Let me give you the phone number to make that call. It's 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Feel free to head on over to the web, retirementprotectionradio.com, or give a call, 800-611-1952. 952. Now stay tuned. Coming up next on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth, what is the tipping point for our economy? We'll talk about that next.
Woke up this morning, the house was cold. Checked the furnace, she wasn't burning. Went out and hopped in my old Ford. Hit the engine, but she ain't turning.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
There's an old saying, a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. If one of your goals is a comfortable retirement, it's going to take more than just wishing to make it happen. Fortunately, Larry Spoth and the team at Retirement Protection Solutions can help. One of the biggest fears people have about retirement is outliving their assets. But Larry can show you how to set up a stream of income that'll continue through your retirement years. He'll customize a strategy to help you achieve the kind of retirement you deserve. Instead of just wishing, why not take the first step to actually making something happen? Call Larry today at 800-611-1952 and schedule a complimentary retirement review. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com. And don't forget to join Larry Sunday mornings at 10 for Retirement Protection Radio, right here on WMAL. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Remember when you wanted to rent a movie, you'd have to go to a video store? With VHS tapes and rewind machines. Or if you needed to talk to someone, you had to actually talk to them on the phone. Face it, the way we do a lot of things has changed. Take dry cleaning. For years, you've paid far too much money and waited far too many days just to dry clean your clothes. Well, not anymore. We're Zips Dry Cleaners, and we've revolutionized dry cleaning with one flat rate of just $2.29 to dry clean any garment. That's 50% less than the national average. Zips uses the same high-quality process as the full-price dry cleaners. Plus, with our same-day promise of in by 9, out by 5, you'll never have to wait again. So ditch the days of overpriced dry cleaning, along with those acid wash jeans you've been holding on to, and come to Zips. We clean clothes with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 42 locations or go to 321zips.com.
Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 65-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Let me say that again. $9.99. Wow. Let's go big on sound. How about 10% off Bose game-changing sound systems? Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture and a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your TV warranty free, which means if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Plus, you get free delivery. That's big. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Built for business. When you run a small business, your day doesn't end at 5. It ends when the job is done. Manage inventory, process orders, pay bills, check your website. Every day, the to-do list gets longer and longer. Comcast Business understands that. That's why they offer the no-glitch switch. It's the quick, easy way to improve your business's internet. Installation takes about an hour, and if they're not on time, you get a $20 credit. They offer appointments at night or on weekends, so it won't interfere with your business. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you have 30 days to get your money back. You don't have to put up with slow downloads or emails that won't send. Just remember the no-glitch switch from Comcast Business. And cross Switch to Better Internet off your to-do list. Make the no-glitch switch. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Money back guarantee does not apply to Ethernet or hospitality services.
What are you doing?
Wrapping presents.
Why?
To make some extra holiday money.
Do you get to keep any of the presents?
No.
You should drive with Uber instead. You get paid weekly and you don't have to make ribbons.
That sounds like a gift.
It is. I make great money, and I only drive when it works for me, so I don't miss out on any quality time with my friends and family. Sign up now at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Trevor Maddich on the Redskins and fallout from the Democratic debate. Mornings of the Mall tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 on WMAL.
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. We really appreciate that. Of course, that's a hit from 1978, Earth, Wind, and Fire in September. It's not September now, but the group's founder, Maurice White, is turning 74 years old, and we are wishing him a very happy birthday. So, Larry, there's some new numbers from the Pew Research Center that show that middle-class Americans are now actually in the minority and are falling short with their finances. Financial analyst Gary Schilling gave his perspective about that recent data on CNBC. Here's what he said.
Do you remember the movie Network, where this guy Howard Beale gets out of his chair, runs to the window and says, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it any longer? I think that's the way the American public is. And it's the same in Europe. Really, since the Great Recession, there's been no growth in purchasing power for the average American in this country. I think people are really reacting to this.
So, Larry, if this is actually a tipping point for our economy, how are you helping your clients get ahead despite these challenges?
Well, sure. You know, the middle class Americans are now outnumbered by those above and below them, and they're financially falling behind, according to new analysis of government data by the Pew Research Center. And so, according to Pew's report, the 21st century has seen middle-income Americans fall behind financially. The median income of middle-income households fell by 4% between 2000 and 2014, while median wealth, that's assets minus debts, fell by 28% between 2000 and 2013.
Wow.
So I can't help you with wages or current income, of course, but we can show you how to increase your retirement income. So let's talk about this question. Why is the middle to upper income group struggling with retirement? Forget about wages for a minute. Let's talk retirement. If you are middle to upper income, you're probably trying to save for a specific purpose, and that is income when you retire, like we talked about before commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you have, the better you have for income. But we need to get that income train moving, right? This past year was flat. I see a lot of people, Michelle, and the majority of them so far these last couple of months have lost money this year.
Mm.
Or they're basically flat, or maybe they're up, you know, 1 or 2 or 3% and they're counting their blessings. But if you had utilized the hybrid index annuity with the income rider that we talk about, my client who would have rolled over, let's say an IRA or a 401k or whatever,
mm-hmm.
let's say a year ago today, my client on his income rider is up 17%. And he's going to get another 7% next year and another 7% and then another 7% after that, compounded.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. How are we going to contractually, or how are we going to make sure that our income number is always moving forward as we go forward in time, even if the market is down or flat, through the income rider? So I love examples, Michelle. You know that. So I'm going to give an example here of a younger person.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say this guy is 50 years old. And he has $400,000. He's going to roll it over. Maybe it was an IRA, or maybe he left his job and now he can roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he rolls over $400,000. He's 50. And let's say he thinks he wants to retire at age 65.
Okay.
So $400,000, because he's so young, it's a different growth rate on his income rider, and it's 6.5%. So $400,000 grew to $1.1 million, contractually guaranteed by a legal reserve insurance company, Michelle. That's 182% growth.
Wow.
And cranks out an income of $55,448 per year. Now, that's growth for future income. So you got to learn how these things work. It's hard on the radio, but you'll give out the number so people can call in and we'll teach them how. Does
absolutely.
That sound good?
That sounds great. So let me give you that phone number. It's 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Call in and ask about these tools and strategies that we're discussing here. Ask about receiving your information package, which will outline how these tools work and if they will work for your specific scenario. 800-611-1952. Stay tuned, because coming up next on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath, the force has awakened. But how do you awaken your retirement savings? That's on the way next.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 10:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The three Democrats running for president took aim at Republicans at Saturday night's debate at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. They sniped at each other a bit, too. But their standings in the polls will probably hold fast.
Hillary Clinton came into the ABC News union leader debate with a strong lead nationally.
I know how important it is that we have a Democrat succeed President Obama.
From Vermont, right next door to New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders is leading in most polls when it comes to the Granite State's first-in-the-nation primary.
This great country and our government belong to all of us, not just a handful of billionaires.
Martin O'Malley trying to stand out.
The other big challenge we have is climate change, the greatest business opportunity to come to the United States of America in 100 years.
At the end, there seemed to be no moment that would change the Democratic dynamic measurably. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Bills and Redskins are both 6-7, but it's only the Redskins with playoff hopes this weekend and the opportunity to win their first back-to-back games this season. Head coach Jay Gruden.
There is excitement, for sure. You get up in the morning, you're excited to get up, and an alarm clock goes off, you're ready. A lot of times you don't need an alarm clock. So you're anxious to get in here, get your plan together, and get the coaching, because winning the NFC East doesn't happen all the time, man. It's a great honor and a great privilege, and we got that opportunity this year.
WMAL Skins analyst Trevor Maddich says it's not necessarily a must-win today, but...
I'm not saying that the Redskins don't have to show up, just that there's always this concept of a must-win game, a red-line game. Well, this might be like that. The Redskins need to treat it that way, but I'm just telling you that there's still hope because of the nature of the NFC East.
We'll check on traffic and weather next.
Here's a key number. Washington's Drive at 5. The day's top stories in depth.
Ari Fleischer joins us right now with John Fun, Trevor Maddich.
Plus breaking news and traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s.
That's a wonderful thing.
On WMAL.
There's an old saying, a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. If one of your goals is a comfortable retirement, it's going to take more than just wishing to make it happen. Fortunately, Larry Spoth and the team at Retirement Protection Solutions can help. One of the biggest fears people have about retirement is outliving their assets. But Larry can show you how to set up a stream of income that'll continue through your retirement years. He'll customize a strategy to help you achieve the kind of retirement you deserve. Instead of just wishing, why not take the first step to actually making something happen? Call Larry today at 800-611-1952 and schedule a complimentary retirement review. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com. And don't forget to join Larry Sunday mornings at 10 for Retirement Protection Radio, right here on WMAL. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
10:33, Sunday morning. We head back out onto the roads with Dave Michaels in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
One accident right now to talk about. This is going to be on 355 Hungerford Drive, just south of Park Road. We have an accident right now blocking the middle lane. That's causing some delays. Also starting to see a lot of traffic making its way down toward Landover, Maryland at Arena Drive, as well as Redskin Road. All that traffic making their way to FedEx Field for the Washington Redskin game later today. Now, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny mid to upper 40s today, down to the mid 30s tonight. Overcast tomorrow, but we start yet another warming trend, mid-50s for a high tomorrow. Right now, 39 in Stafford, 37 in Beltsville, 40 here in D.C. If your local news and traffic station's gone away, depend on WMAL all day, every day for breaking news, traffic, weather, and conversation. For over 90 years, we've been here for Washington. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. We really appreciate it. Let me go ahead and give you our phone number. It's 800-611-1952 on the web. RetirementProtectionRadio.com. Of course, that is the theme to Star Wars. The Force has awakened. I am super excited. And not only has the Force awakened, but chances are you're thinking, how do I awaken my nest egg, especially with all this volatility that has been going on? And maybe you changed jobs back in 2015. But you know what? Here's what I want you to do. Don't look to your old 401k as some extra shopping money or vacation money or anything like that. CNBC contributor Shannon Yusey talks about the unexpected downside of cashing out of your 401k. And then, Larry, I have got a question for you after we play this report from Shannon.
45% of people who switch jobs before 59 and a half cash out on their retirement plan. You automatically receive a IRS penalty, you pay ordinary income taxes, and you often pay a state tax penalty. So right off the top, you're giving up 40% of your money if you cash out in your plan.
So, Larry, Shannon mentioned 59 and a half, but I want to ask you, what's the best way to handle your 401k money when you leave your job?
Sure, that's a great question. And I can't believe, really, Michelle, that that many people actually cash them out. So never, ever, ever do that. You're just throwing money away. You're gift wrapping your money and giving it to the IRS. It's just crazy. I mean, I know sometimes there might be an emergency case, right? You're out of a job or something like this. But other than that, don't ever do that. But here's what you can do. And even if you're in the same job and you've kept the same employer for your whole life, you can still do this at 59 and a half with no penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to the original question. Let's say you change jobs. Let's say you're 55 and you change jobs. What do you do with your old 401k? Well, you can leave it out there blowing in the wind with high costs, high fees, risk, all that stuff that we talked about in the earlier segments, or you can take it and roll it over into one of these hybrid indexed annuities that we've been talking about today. Because what you really want to do is protect that money from future market-linked losses. So now you can be indexed to one of these great indexes. You remember earlier we spoke about the J.P. Morgan index that beat the S&P 500 by 69% annualized over a 15-year period, back-tested all the way back there for 15 years.
Right.
So to beat the market like that, but have the downside protection of a hybrid index annuity is amazing. So just roll it over and put it in a safe position for growth. Now, if you're old enough and you're maybe within, let's say, 20 years of retirement, let's just say you're 50 to 65, somewhere in that range, you could roll it over and add that income rider to it. So again, the income rider is the feature that is going to give you guaranteed yearly growth on that value that converts to lifetime income. So there's a reason why I always harp on this, because we're saving for income, right? We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get guaranteed growth on that income portion of our retirement. So we talked about that. And so the income rider, I'm going to give you another example. I don't want to get monotonous here on the radio, Michelle, but I'm going to pull it all together and we're going to come full circle and we're going to talk about an income plan for retirement. Does that make sense?
That does.
Okay. So here's another example of a income rider.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say this gentleman or him and his wife, you know, they're 60. Okay. And again, we'll just use the example of 400,000. So he had his old job. He quit. He went to another company. So he rolls over his old 401k. So that 400,000, let's say he wanted to retire at 69.
Mm-hmm.
And his old 401k, now because of the compounded growth of the 10% match plus 7% every year, that's what he gets. That 400,000 grew to 865,000 with no market-linked risk of loss at all.
Wow.
Because it's guaranteed by this legal reserve insurance company.
Yeah.
So, Michelle, again, that's 116% growth, which is just amazing, with no risk.
Mm-hmm.
And that converts to a guaranteed income of 47,172 for the rest of his life. No matter how long he lives, no matter what the market does, his income is secure and guaranteed by this A-rated legal reserve company. Okay. So again, let's say he lived 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
He would have taken out over that 30-year period, Michelle, $1,415,000.
Wow.
I know. And then let's say he died. So we all know about the old school annuities that we hate, right?
Yep.
We don't like them. We know about them. We educate our clients about them. we don't annuitize our money, because when you annuitize, right, I put quotes around that, mm-hmm. when you annuitize your money, you lose control. And if you annuitized your money and let's say you died a month later in a horrible car wreck, the insurance company keeps it.
Right.
Anybody like that? Raise your hand.
No.
Not me.
Yeah.
As you know, Michelle, I've got five kids and they all got their hands out, right?
Right.
I love them, but I don't want to leave my money with the insurance company if I die. So we never annuitize our money. Mm-hmm. We use income riders because we can turn them on. We can turn them off. We can go into our account and get extra money out if we want. And if we die, whatever cash value is there goes to my beneficiaries, my kids.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
And my wife, who I love very dearly and is 4 years younger than me, so let's say she outlives me,
mm-hmm.
the income that's generated by this income rider is contractually guaranteed to continue for her unchanged as long as I choose joint.
Yeah.
And that's what I would do. Or
right.
she'd poke me in the eye, right?
Right, right.
So we want to take a combination of these income riders and build an income plan. Right?
Right.
So how can we kind of, if you can imagine the puzzle on the table and you're sliding around all the pieces, how can we get all those pieces to lock together and give us a full income plan via all those different pieces, the IRAs, the 401ks, if you're government, TSP, or maybe you're a teacher, you got a 403b, and we roll these things over. Maybe you had a bunch of cash in the bank you were afraid to allocate, but now you know there's a safe vehicle guaranteed by an insurance company you could utilize, and you move that money from the bank in. So we put together this income plan.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a real live income plan. I'll call them, you know, Bill and Mary, because I can't use their real names,
right.
of course.
Right.
But so let's say Bill was actually 56 mm-hmm. and Mary was 54.
Okay.
And they had some good assets, but they didn't have a ton. They just had some good assets, and we knew what their Social Security was. Okay, so at 62, his Social Security was going to be $3,333, and this gentleman was going to retire hell or high water at 62.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he wanted to turn on his Social Security, so that's what he wanted to do, that's what he's going to do. So he turned on his social, and he had $400,000 in an old 401k. We had rolled that over mm-hmm. at 56, so now we know, because of the income rider, exactly what that income is going to be for him, Michelle. So at that age, his age 62, her age 60, their total income, contractually guaranteed, unless Social Security does something weird, their income is $88,908 per year.
And they know that.
They know that.
Okay.
Now, his goal, so I got to preempt the story a little bit. Mm-hmm. His goal when we sat down, he said, Larry, if I can get a $75,000 a year income, I'm good.
Yeah.
Based on his debt structure and his
right.
lifestyle. Okay. So we gave him an $88,908 income. Pretty good.
Yeah.
But he had $300,000 in another IRA.
Hmm.
So we took that IRA, we rolled it over, and we broke it into three separate hybrid index annuities with three separate income riders. So why would we do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because we want to give him laddered increasing income throughout his life so that he can offset inflation, healthcare costs, you know, all those kinds of things. So in this example, what he did was he broke out three separate annuities, 100 grand each. So now remember, he had his income of 88,000 at age 62, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at age 66, now he can turn them on whenever he wants. But in my example, he turned on one of those three annuities with the income rider. Now his income went from 88,000 to 104,000. You see how that offset?
Right.
And then at age 71, if that's when he picked, because it's flexible,
mm-hmm.
he turned on another one because he had three, remember?
Right.
So his income went from 104 to 135,000, guaranteed for life. And then let's say the third one, he decided, hey, you know, we're doing some things, we're traveling, we need to offset inflation, all this. So at 76, he turned on the other one. And now his income went from 135 to 184,000 per year, and it's guaranteed for life.
Wow.
Okay, so let me review. His income, he started out, his goal was 75,000. He felt like he would be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we gave him 88,000. We set in another increase at 66. His income went up to 104,000. Then at age 71, his income went up to 135,000. And at age 76, his income went up to 184,000.
Wow.
How is that not a solid income plan? Because you go all the way back to the Warren Buffett quote,
mm-hmm.
right? What did he say? We talked about it in the first session. The essence, I'm quoting Warren here, my good friend, right? The essence of portfolio management is the management of risk, not the management of return. Okay, so we got rid of risk because we used the hybrid index annuity, but now we want return, which we're talking about today as income. Mm. Income is my return. That's what I'm chasing.
Right.
So we put together a bunch of different, you know, hybrid annuities and income riders if we can to create an income that we want and dream of, right? We want a secure
right.
retirement.
Right.
Here's another one I did, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll call this one Patrick and Jane.
Okay.
So he was 60 and Jane was 55. And they had significant assets, okay? So we plotted in his Social Security. He had some Roth money. She had some Roth money. He had an old 401k. He had a current 401k, which we rolled some of it out because he's going to work for another 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We left a little behind for him to grow. But the part we rolled out, remember, we protected it from market losses via the insurance company, and we gave him an income rider. And he had some other investments. So here's how it panned out. So he's 60, she's 55. Mm-hmm. He wanted to retire at 65, and his goal income was $96,000.
Okay.
So he wanted to take his Social Security at 65. Actually, he's just a hair after, so his full retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
So he got his Social Security. We took one of his Roths, which was $125,000. We rolled it over, so that grew with 7% on the income rider. So that gave him $789 per month. His Roth annuity that his wife had rolled over, so we created a Roth annuity for her,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you have a Roth, you roll it over. It's still a Roth. You
right.
just gathered up all the return or guarantees and wrapped it in that. Anyway, so long and short of the story is he retired with $107,000. His goal was 96.
Yeah.
That was guaranteed. Okay, that's not dependent on the market because we're using the fixed growth rate of the income rider. And then he had another one. We set up four more. So his income went like this throughout his life. It went from 107,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then at age 68, he increased it to 114. At age 71, he increased it to 132. At age 74, he increased it to 149,000. At age 77, he increased it again to 178,000. Do you visualize the laddered increasing income approach to offset inflation, healthcare costs? By utilizing and learning how to manipulate these income riders to protect and guarantee your retirement income. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a little bit wordy for the radio. You know, maybe someday we got to get a graph going and people can log into a website. But it's maybe hard to visualize. But here's what you need to take away from it is structure and guarantee specific incomes in the future. Learn how to do that. Learn how to take these tools and utilize them to your advantage and get away from flat markets or market losses as guaranteed by the insurance company. Learn how to use these tools. Michelle, you'll tell them how we mm-hmm. teach rather than sell.
Absolutely. And I think that is the key is figuring out how these specific tools and strategies can work for you and your specific situation. And that's the thing. When you call in and you speak with Larry or anybody on the team at Retirement Protection Solutions, they are going to teach you. They're not going to hard sell you because Larry hates a hard sale.
And I hate it.
Yes, there's no sale whatsoever. It is education. And so to find out more about these tools and strategies that we have been talking about, and also to get yourself a complimentary information package that includes details on the JP Morgan index that we were discussing, or the index which you take the, you get that 10% gain and then you get that 7% on the income rider. All you got to do is call in 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. You get that, and as part of the information package, you'll also receive a complimentary copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Stress-Free Retirement. But you got to call 800-611-1952. So, Larry, when folks call in, walk me through. They're not going to get a for you and you only today and today only spiel.
You know, the worst thing, the thing that I hate the most probably out there in the world is a sales pitch. I hate to get sold. So myself, my associates, we will not sell our clients, if you know what I mean. There will not be a hard pitch to get you to sign anything. Our goal is to find out your needs, your concerns, what you want to happen in the future, and we'll teach you how to utilize these tools. We'll teach you how to get there. And if what we show you is perfect for you, we'll help you implement it. But if not, no big deal. It'll be a pleasure to have met you. Michelle, we're busy enough where we don't need to hammer people with, you know, those hard pitch sales things that you see out there. So come in and learn and get Patrick Kelly's book. We'll give you a copy and take all that information home, dive into it, and then come back and see us with questions. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Let me give you the phone number again. It's 800-611-1952. Stay tuned. We'll have more Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth coming up next.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
There's an old saying, a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. If one of your goals is a comfortable retirement, it's going to take more than just wishing to make it happen. Fortunately, Larry Spoth and the team at Retirement Protection Solutions can help. One of the biggest fears people have about retirement is outliving their assets. But Larry can show you how to set up a stream of income that'll continue through your retirement years. He'll customize a strategy to help you achieve the kind of retirement you deserve. Instead of just wishing, why not take the first step to actually making something happen? Call Larry today at 800-611-1952 and schedule a complimentary retirement review. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com. And don't forget to join Larry Sunday mornings at 10 for Retirement Protection Radio, right here on WMAL. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-662-0544. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-662-0544. Again, that's 1-800-662-0544.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
I didn't know what to do. I tried to roll them over. Didn't work. Earplugs? No. I even slept in the other room. But still, the reverberating sound of his snoring rattled my brain. But then, we called Dr. Katz.
Loud snoring isn't good for anyone. Call Dr. Abe Katz for an easier snoring solution than the CPAP machine. It's a free consultation that could change your lives. 703-478-9574 or online, centerforsleepsolution.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9944 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9944.
If you're a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes, $500,000 of term life insurance is about $100 a month. Everyone needs affordable term insurance regardless of health. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, overweight, or have high blood pressure. For affordable term life for you, call Big Lou at 800-480-4694. 800-480-4694.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Let me go ahead and give you our phone number. It is 800-611-1952. That is Rush and Tom Sawyer from 1981's Moving Pictures album. Now, Larry, recently I came across an Investopedia article entitled, What Happens to Retirement Accounts If Your Spouse Dies? It surprised me because maybe it's just me, but I think a lot of us assume that our retirement funds would automatically go to our spouse or our kids. Is that not the case? And if not, how do we make sure that those funds do go to our family members?
Well, maybe, maybe not. Here's some general rules. IRAs generally are not covered in your will. So when you open an IRA, you should complete a beneficiary designation form. This form names the person or persons who will receive your IRA and in what proportions. You'll also complete a form that designates who will receive your 401k benefits when you pass away. However, if you're married, the law says that your spouse will receive the amount even if you've been legally separated for years and now live with somebody else. So to each their own. But when you use these hybrid index annuities that we like to put out there, Michelle, and we've talked about all day, you do the same thing. You name your primary beneficiary. So let's use myself as an example. My wife is my primary beneficiary. If I die, she receives all the income. So we set up that income plan earlier in the show where, where the gentleman was and his wife were going to receive the incomes, $107,000, $114,000, $132,000, $149,000, $178,000. We set up that increasing income ladder like that. So what if I die? Well, that income continues for her unchanged as far as the annuities are concerned. What if she dies? Well, all the money in those annuity buckets, if you will, go to my kids because I set them up as contingent beneficiaries.
Gotcha.
It's like you're setting up your will. It's not a will. It's just an insurance product. Like if you have life insurance, whoever you name is the beneficiary. They get the check, right?
Right.
Same thing. So you die, they get the money. We don't let the insurance company keep your money. That is very, very old school. And if your older traditional, your old school annuities had a fault, that was one of the major faults, was that you lose control of your money.
Exactly.
Here you don't.
There you go. So
from
let me
that
give,
point of view.
Yes. Let me give you the phone number because we are running out of time. 800-611-1952. Give Larry and the team a call. Find out more about these tools and strategies we've been discussing all hour. Larry, it is time to go, believe it or not.
Michelle, it's been another great week here in Washington, D.C. and Maryland and Virginia. And, you know, we put this information out there and I'm excited to be able to teach our listeners how these programs work. So take the opportunity, call in, and we'll get that information out to you. And until next week, Michelle, have a great week.
You've been listening to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. For a free personal appointment, call Larry Spoth today at 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit him online at retirementprotectionradio.com. Tune in next Sunday for more Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth right here on WMAL.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It can't be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You're encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 800-611-1952.
Brick by brick, stone by stone, we
built a place to call our own. Gonna fill it up with laughter, write my happy ever after. 'Cause for the first time in my life, I'm holding the key to a brand new life waiting on me. That's what makes a house a home.
Across the country and around the world, thousands of Habitat homeowners and millions of volunteers know the joy and pride of seeing a house become a home. A brighter future, one family at a time. Support Habitat's work in your community. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit Habitat.org.
That's what makes a house a home.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk.